Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
For more on what was a tough 72 hours here for the Boston Red Sox, we are joined by Gordo of Playtesi, government name Nat Gordon, of course, but we call him Gordo when he joins us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Gordo, what's up, buddy? How we doing?
What's up, Arcan? What's going on?
Nothing, just yelling and screaming about the Red Sox like normal. About as bad a loss as they've had. I don't even know if this year covers it. That was about as bad a loss as I've seen since that one good season they had in 2021. Just brutal last night, and I don't know if you agree with this, Gordo, but to me, it felt like a turning point kind of loss.
It's tough because I feel like I say worst loss of the season or best win of the season so often, and I rack through my brain trying to think of losses that were worse than this, and it's like you can think of sequences of losses that were worse. Like they got swept by the Angels,
right?
They got the Brewers, they walked them off like three times in a row. But for a singular loss, this one takes the cake. I don't want to say turning point because I still do believe that this team is going to make the playoffs, and it really is about whether they're going to get that home field advantage in that first round. But yeah, as bad as it gets, a million reasons why it does not get worse than what we saw last night.
What do you think of Alex Cora's job performance this year? I don't know if I asked you this question, but I asked it to a lot of people, so it may have been to you as well. Why this year was going to be different and why the Red Sox weren't going to melt down in the second half. A lot of people said it was because the team's different. They have high-end talent. Do you think that Alex Cora has changed his approach in a way that can prevent this team from having another August-September meltdown?
Well, when you look at it in 162 games, there's going to be times where either you question what the manager does or the manager makes a decision that backfires or the manager makes a decision that in the moment you could tell was probably not the right one. Like when he left Giolito in San Diego to walk four in a row, like I thought that was pretty clear cut, not the right decision. So you can always pinpoint stuff like that. But when you look at the overall job performance, I hesitate to criticize too much. Because with the hand that he was dealt this year, traded with Rafael Devers turning on the team and eventually getting traded with some of the pitchers like Tanner Houck barely pitching, and when he did pitch, he was terrible. Mm. Cutter Crawford not throwing a pitch. Like this team hasn't exactly been dealt the greatest hand, and he's got them in a position to be still, I think, one of the scariest teams in the American League. So I hesitate to question his job performance. Maybe I've questioned some of the decision-making more than previous years, but the results are the results. I know lately it's been tough, but the overall results, like that, the team has performed.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're a playoff team right now as of this broadcast and can't be unseated from that for at least another four games or three games, I guess, but I don't know. I'm watching this team around this time. The third week in August is usually when it happens, when the breakdown starts, when you start seeing some cracks in the foundation, and then all of a sudden September rolls around and they're completely out of it. Now, you're right. They've built themselves enough of a, I don't want to say a lead, but enough goodwill anyway in the standings to maybe avoid that, but it's just hard. It's hard to watch the Orioles come to town, the Marlins come to town. Like, this was a team that was dominant at Fenway. What do you think sort of happened here these last three games?
You know, I really can't explain it because, I mean, you look at the overall, the home road splits, and this is why I care so much about getting that top wild card spot or winning the division. But, I mean, obviously the wild card spot's way more within reach, but they're 41 and 25 at home, even after this homestand, going 2-3 against two sub 500 teams. And on the road, they're 27 and 34, seven under 500 there. I really can't explain what happened this week. I mean, the Orioles, I know they brought in a couple of their better arms, and you know, they've been playing good ball. They beat the Mariners in a series before they came here. They beat the Astros in a series before they came here. They crushed the Astros. So you may, with them, it's maybe a case of running into the team at the wrong time. With the Marlins, I mean, they won the series and they really should have swept it. It's just a case of Isaiah Campbell on Saturday forcing Aroldis Chapman into the game and thus making him unavailable for Sunday. If Isaiah Campbell can get through that ninth inning without bringing the tying run to the plate in a 5-run lead. Oh my God. If he could have gotten through that game, Aroldis comes in on Sunday, they sweep the Marlins, and we're not talking about a bad week/weekend. We're talking about, you know, two bad games against the Orioles. It's a completely different conversation if Isaiah Campbell gets the job done on Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking with Gordo from Play Tessie, the podcast, joining us here on the Christian Arcand Show. Gordo, the roster is not completely set yet as we come down to these last, you know, 6 weeks of the season, which is kind of a problem in and of itself. But, you know, you're seeing guys get DFA'd and optioned down and brought up, and some of that's injury-related, but some of it's performance-related. And you look at the Yoshidas and the Toros and the Jordan Hickses and the Walker Buehlers of the world, how can this team proceed with these guys out there hurting the team every night? I mean, that's, you know, with some of them, it's not a small sample size anymore. With some of these guys now, it's just, well, what do you do?
Well, I think the addition of Nathaniel Lowe at least gives you some upside, because you're right to bring in Abraham Toro to that conversation. He has not performed for the last month and a half, 2 months, and that double play last night was absolutely killer. Mm. The focus I want to be, because the bullpen right there, you talk about guys getting optioned, guys coming up, guys we haven't seen all year, guys we've barely seen all year. Like, the Richard Fitz addition to the bullpen here is interesting to me, and I'm surprised they didn't bring him up in this role or start putting him in that role in AAA a little bit sooner. If you could tell for a while, like, they were on fumes in terms of right-handed arms in the bullpen. I mean, obviously you trust Whitlock, but then it's down to Weissert, who I know we look at Isaiah Campbell on Saturday as the reason for the loss on Sunday, but Weissert has not been striking guys out. I believe it was 8 Ks in his last 20-something innings. So not where you want to be there, and obviously he gives up the game-time bomb. After that, it went Hicks, who's obviously been terrible, and Isaiah Campbell, who is Isaiah Campbell. Now you add Richard Fitz into the mix, and hopefully within the next week, you can add Justin Slayton into the mix, and it completely changes the conversation. But the truth is, yeah, like, you are taking shots here. Richard Fitz hasn't pitched in a relief role. Justin Slayton hasn't pitched in a competitive game in months. So, yeah, you're going to be relying on some things to go right. I do think most teams go through that as you get late in the year. Guys get hurt, guys get fatigued, and you're relying on a lot more than 26 guys. But it's going to be something this team, they're going to have to get some things right. There's no doubt about it. Between now and the end of the season, a lot of things are going to have to go right. Alex Cora is going to have to push the right buttons. Craig Breslow is going to have the right guys on the roster. And guys who haven't necessarily stepped up either this year or in some time are going to have to.
With that, in that same vein, Gordo, where do you stand on potentially calling back up Christian Campbell and or the password or Peyton Tolley or some of these other guys in the minors that we haven't, some of whom we've seen, but some of that we haven't seen yet?
I think there's going to be a time for some of these guys. I don't have any real urgency with any of the names you brought up, just because, I mean, we can start with Tolley. Has only pitched two AAA games and hasn't pitched out of a relief role yet. You want to be careful with that guy. Password, I see Nathaniel Lowe and Romy Gonzalez as a really good first base platoon. So, I mean, he's barely played first base in AAA. Maybe at some point, if one of those two struggles, like if Nathaniel Lowe has the year he had in D.C., then it can be a conversation. But obviously, he hits the huge home run last night. That's not part of the conversation yet. Christian Campbell, I want to find a spot for him. I think he's going to be a really good player and can help the team this year if needed. But I just don't have the sense of urgency yet with the way the roster is right now. I do think when rosters expand in September, he could play a role. And I think them slotting him in the outfield a little bit recently is them kind of keeping their options open with him for wherever a potential injury may arise or if someone underperforms, you could insert Christian Campbell into that spot. But they're obviously taking it slow with him. They want to make sure they get this right. Obviously, the kid still has a super high ceiling, and you want to make sure you do right by him and put him in the best position to develop. So once the AAA season ends, that's different. And maybe if there's reason for a little bit more urgency, I could change my tone. But for now, I mean, Fitz and Slayton, to me, are the keys that can really change the way these games have been going, because they've been won and lost, more so lost, with the bottom of the bullpen. Like, to me, that's where the issue is.
All right, Gordo, before we let you go here, we got four coming up with the Yankees in the Bronx starting tomorrow night. The Red Sox have really handled the Yankees this season so far. Why do you think that those series have been so one-sided, and how do you expect this one to go starting tomorrow?
The Sox and the Yankees are so similar in a way, because they're hot and cold teams. I mean, the Yankees at some points look like they're the worst team in baseball, and right now, I mean, yesterday they tied their franchise record for homers in a game. So it really could just be a symptom of catching the right guys at the right time. Your guess is as good as mine for this series, because the Yankees are playing good ball and the Red Sox aren't playing good ball, but it's hard to imagine the way these games have looked this year, the Yankees, you know, taking control and taking three out of four from the Sox. I mean, to me, I got to see it to believe it.
All right, Gordo, great to talk with you as always, my friend. You can catch Gordo along with Sammy and Pat on the Play Tessie podcast, which, what? What'd you just look at me for?
Where's my name mentioned in
that
promo?
Oh, I'm sorry. And, of course, Joe Braverman, producer extraordinaire.
Thank you.
On the Play Tessie podcast, and who never demands credit for anything. But, yes, you can catch that. When's the next episode out?
We just dropped our interview with Nathaniel Lowe today. You can find that on the feeds, and we'll be back for another one on Friday.
Outstanding. All right, Gordo, great to talk with you, buddy. Thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good, Arkham. We'll talk soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.